Luke chapter 16. A little funny story. Before I was come down the hallway of talking to Heather, and she said, "You gonna preach good this morning?" I said, "Well, I'ma try." And Aubrey was just kind of bouncing around. Heather said, "What you preaching on?" I said, "Hell." Aubrey said, "Oh no, a mood killer." Luke 16. Very familiar scripture to anybody that's been in church.
Amen.
And I am going to preach on hell, but I promise you one thing. If you'll stay with me to my last point, you'll enjoy the sermon.
Come on.
Amen. Luke chapter 16. I want to start reading in verse 19. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
"There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments." That word torments basically mean pains. "And seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy last time receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Stop right there. Jesus is speaking this. Some say it was a parable. I believe it was a true story. I believe it was an actual true event. But Jesus is speaking this, and Jesus is saying of himself, I'm going to rise from the dead. I'm going to be the one that tells them. I'm going to be the one that testifies of them. And if they won't believe me, you see where we at? Okay? I want to preach just a little while on the thought, what the rich man found in hell. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, I pray, God, you would move in this church. God, I pray, God, you would touch hearts. God, if there's one that's not saved, God, Lord, if there's anybody in this building that's not sure, Lord, of where they can spend eternity, God, I pray right now, Lord, you would move in this church, God. Holy Spirit, you go where it needs to go. And God, you touch hearts, God. And whatever's done, we'll make sure Jesus gets all the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. There have been a lot of things found in this life. As I was thinking about this and study, you know, just several decades ago, they found what we call the Old Testament scrolls. They found a part, and that was a great find. They're finding things all the time in the Holy Land. The archaeologists are digging, and they're finding, and they're proving the Bible to be correct. They're proving the Bible to be true, amen? There's a lot of great finds. But let me tell you something, folks. Some of the greatest finds you're going to find is not going to be in this life. Amen. For the Christian, we're going to find heaven one day. Amen. And I just preached on heaven just a few weeks ago. Amen. And it's going to be great. It's going to be well worth it all. But I want you to notice something. The rich man found out, first of all, that death don't end it all. There's a lot of folks, they talk about how they believe, Brother Tommy, that when you die, you just in the grave and there ain't nothing else after that. Let me tell you something. According to what the Word of God said, death is just the beginning. Amen. The Bible tells us that a man, we're promised about 70 years, and some people don't even get that. So I had an aunt pass away, did the funeral last Sunday. She was 96 years old. That was a blessing. Amen. But understand something. Death does not end at all. Death is just the beginning. And I don't care whether you're saved or whether you're lost, death is just the beginning. Well, if you're saved, just eternity starts then, we're going to heaven. But if you're lost, hell is going to be your home. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 16, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He found that Abraham was alive. He found that Lazarus was alive, and he found himself very much alive. Somebody said this one time, you need not tell me there's no hell, for I already feel my soul slipping into the fires. Wretches, cease your idle talk about there being hope for me. I know I am lost forever. That was from the leader of an infidel club back in England. Understand something. This is just the beginning. When a person passes away, that starts eternity. And I've in the last several weeks, I've done several funerals, and praise God, for the most everybody that I've done the funeral for, I thought was saved, praise the Lord. I know where they're at, and I'm telling you right now, we can shout over that and praise the Lord that somebody that passes away knowing Jesus, they're in heaven today. But how many people died in the last few weeks, Brother Melvin, that were not saved? Death does not end at all. He also found out that hell was a real place. Amen. He found that. Verse 23 says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says this, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14 says this, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp as he rejoices shall descend into it. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 19 says this, hell from beneath is moved for thee at the coming, to meet thee at thy coming. Understand, so hell is a real place. Hell is more real than what you and I can imagine. It's a real place. The Bible says, and this is not in my notes, Brother Robert, but the Bible says hell was created for the devil and his angels. So if a person dies and goes to hell, they're going there as an intruder. That's not supposed to be where they're supposed to end up. I'm telling you, when God gave his only begotten son to die on a cross, hey, he paid that price so we could all go to heaven. Hell is not for you. Heaven is made for you. And if you go to hell, you'll go to hell over the church. You'll go to hell over Jesus' blood. You'll go to hell over the prayers of the saints. You'll go to hell over every sermon you ever heard. I'm just telling you, it's a real place. Thinking about it. Me and my wife talked about this just a few days ago. And I don't want to get on nobody. I'm just, all these t-shirts we see in our kids wear today, all these old rock bands. When I was growing up, there was a boy got killed in a little town called Hemingway. And they said when they pulled him out of the car, Clint, they pulled out a cassette. Tell you how old this is. And when they plugged the cassette into another car, the boy died, Jeff, listening to AC/DC, Highway to Hell. I can't imagine going off into eternity with that song playing. And what me and my wife was talking about, we need to be careful about what we let our kids listen to and about what we let our kids wear. Come on. Amen. Hell is a real place. Hell is, I'm just telling you, it is a certain place. It is a real place. And don't you make no mistake about it. Satan is doing his very best to cloud your judgment, cloud your mind, and he's trying to make everything pretty, and he's trying to tell you it's not a real place. It's not, and I'm telling you right now, I'm sick to death of hearing people say, oh, when I die, we go into hell and party with my friend. No, you ain't. I'm going to prove to you by this man. Hey, he was in hell, and I'm telling you, there were multitudes and multitudes there but Skip, but he was in hell right by himself. Hell is a real place. The rich man also found out that when he went to hell, we reap what we sow even after death. That's scary, ain't it? The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit, reap a life everlasting. So that tells us right there, we're going to reap what we sow even after death. Amen. Let me go ahead and just say something right here. And I saw a picture of this morning. Good people go to hell. Amen. Saved people, Brother Benny, go to heaven. Amen. I'm going to say that one more time. Good people go to hell, but saved people go to heaven. I'm going to give you a good example. I've done this many times before. Most of us, if you've never heard of the Charles Manson killings, we understand that there was a man named Tex Watson. He did most of the killing. He killed multiple people in ungodly ways, but the man got saved in prison, Greg, and he got a prison ministry. Guess what? That murderer is going to bust heaven wide open when he passes away because he's trusting in Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. But all these good people, that's moral people, and they never break an egg, and they never say nothing bad, and they're always doing good. They're going to bust hell wide open if they don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We're going to reap what we sow. The rich man died, and Lazarus died, and the rich man that was denied all these things for Lazarus, now he's being tormented. He denied Lazarus bread. Now he's begging for water. He denied Lazarus mercy. Now he has no mercy. He denied Lazarus compassion. And guess what? In hell, there is no compassion. We reap what we sow. I got to think about it, as I was saying, he could have been a friend, Brother Tony, to Lazarus. But he chose not to. He chose not to. We reap what we sow. He found out that praying to dead saints don't accomplish nothing. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, I'm talking about Catholics. It ain't going to do you no good to pray to Mary. It ain't going to do you no good to pray to Peter. It ain't going to do you no good to pray to Abraham. Amen. I like what Preacher Stuart Snow said one time. There ain't no hope in the Pope, glory to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So all the prayers to Mary and all the prayers to all this, all these others ain't going to do you not one lick of good. I'm telling you right now, there ain't no place called purgatory. I'm telling you, when you die, the Bible says that the tree falls, that's how it's going to lay. And understand something, I can't pray you out of nowhere. But thank God you can get on your knees and ask God to save you, and you don't have to go to hell. He found out that praying to all these will not work. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen, the rich man found out that you got to repent on this side. Did you hear what I said? You got to repent on this side. While we're alive and while we're breathing is the only way. that we can make heaven our home. Luke chapter 13, verse 5 says this, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12 says this, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. John chapter 3, verse 36 says this, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. It is now or never. Think about that. I remember an old commercial. And I think it was a Napa commercial. And it was the phrase was, you can pay me now or pay me later. You're going to reap what you sow. We can get saved now or you're going to pay for it later. I asked Sharon and Gavin on to come back and sing that first song they sang. If y'all would come on up. Years ago, Calvin Coolidge was a vice president. He was presiding over the Senate. And the debate got pretty hot on the Senate floor. And it got so hot that one of the senators looked over at another senator and said, go to hell. And that senator looked over at Vice President Calvin Coolidge. He said, did you hear what he said to me? Calvin Coolidge, without even looking up, was sitting there looking through. He said, well, I'm looking through the rule book, and you don't have to go. Wow. Listen, I'm preaching from the rule book. You don't have to go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus loved us enough that he died for us. Jesus loved us enough that he paid the way so that you and I don't have to go to that awful, awful place. And understand something, without him, that's where you're going. Without him, every one of us, that's, if you're not saved, you have no access to heaven. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Amen. You don't have to go. This rich man, Brother Tony, didn't have to go. He didn't have to go. What kind of testimony would that be to know that you had this kind of access and refused it? I want you to bow your heads with me.